Right, before we get to the sugya of Hiddur Mitzvah, I wanted to complete, just to finish being masked with the previous sugya. We had a three-way machlokes in the case where Achim divided Yerushas Avihem, and afterwards, Bob Achai is a Nakal Chalkai, Viachimahem. So we had a three of machlokes, Rav Shmuel and Rav Asi. Rav said, Batla machlokes, and we said the Hesber is Batla machlokes, the Chaluk is Batl. So Rashi says a Pashtu Pshat that the children Yashin the Chayiv, just like Yashin Yerusha, Yashin the Chayiv, and Mimela Batla machlokes. The Shmuel says Viter. He holds that, what does Viter mean? Viter means that when the Achim are dividing, it's Embrera, it's Naitul Mafreya, it's a totally new Chalukah. And Rav Asi says, Naitul Reviyah Bekaka Reviyah Bemois. So Rashi has two Pshatim in Rav Asi. Either Rav Asi holds, you get a quarter Mamish, you get, it's a suffix, so you pay a quarter. Or else, Rav Asi holds, no, you pay a half. But it's a suffix if you pay karka or mice, so half of the half you give in karka and half of the half you give in mice. This was the three-way machlaikis. And as I mentioned, I think on Thursday, Rashi and Muki Yosef have two different shatim in the machlaikis Rav and Shmuel and how they're arguing. Just to explain Rashi. Rashi says, batla machlaikis means that the children yarshin the chayv. The children Yashin the Chayv, Rashi's pshat is very simple. If a person's father dies, he leaves over $1 million in assets and $100,000 in Chayvis. So just like the Yashin the $1 million, they split it 50-50. So the Yashin the Chayvis, they split it 50-50. It's a very simple pshat. Like Rashi has nothing to do with Breira. Rav has nothing to do with Breira the Chayv. You Yashin $1 million and Yashin $100,000 in Chayvis, you have to split the Chayvis. B'chayra has nothing at all to do with Breira. What does Shmuel hold? According to Rashi, they yashin $1 million in Yerusha, they yashin $100,000 in Chayvis, so why should one brother have to pay the whole Chayv? What's the issue in that? They yashin $1 million, they divide it, and they yashin $100,000 in Chayvis. Why should one brother have to pay all the Chayvis? What's the pshat like Rashi? So Rashi explains, the chayr makes no sense. So what's the pshat in Shmuel? So Rashi says, Kulkuchai Stami, Rashi says, Rashi says, "Vein lo yalla klum." The pshat in Rashi is that it's like they made a chalukah shalai bachrayis. When the brothers yashin $1 million and this chayvis of $100,000, when they made a chalukah, Shmuel holds, it's like a chalukah shalai bachrayis. It's like I sell you something, two shutfim divide, and they make up shalai bachrayis. You get half, I get half. If Bali Chayv come, it's your tough, it's all finished. It's like a chalukah shalai bachrayis. So that's how you learn Shmuel, that you divided $1 million, and now it's a chalukah shalai bachrayis. Why doesn't Rav agree with that? Why doesn't Rav agree? Shmuel says that when Yerushim divide, they're making up, you get half, I get half. It's like they're dividing shalai bachrayis. And whatever happens with Chayv, this happens. Well, why doesn't Rav agree with that? Why in the Kuda does Rav disagree? Was there makom to disagree? Was there makom to disagree with Shmuel? Shmuel says that they're lakuchas. The Yarshin, he gets half, and the Shalai Bachrayis, and the Chayvis come, they come. Where's there makom to disagree with that? Where does Rav disagree? What Rav is going to say, it's Bechrayis. From where does Rav get? Where do you get the words Kiyarshim Dami? That's Bechrayis. The answer is, Rashi learns Pshat and Rav, that Yesh Breira. Yesh Breira means there's no new deal that we should say we did a new deal Shalei Bachrayus. If Shutfin make a deal, you get half, I get half, and we make up Shalei Bachrayus, and it makes sense. The Bachayif takes from you, it's your tough. It takes from me, it's my tough. In which the Kuda, the Shmuel, does Rav disagree? Rav disagrees, he holds there is no new deal when brothers split. It's not a new deal, you get half and I get half. It's a Breira of the original Yerusha. Since the whole splitting is a Breira of the original Yerusha, you can't say, oh, we did a deal, Shalei Bachrayus. But you didn't do a deal. All you do is Mevarer, what you yash. So Memela, if all, there's no Shalei Bachrayus here, like Rav. I got what I yash, you got what you yash. Memela, if there's a chayv, you have to split the chayv. But there's no new deal going on. See, this is why, like Rashi, Rav has to hold Yesh Breira. Because since Shmuel time is that every chalukah is a chalukah Shalei Bachrayus, Rav can't, what's Rav arguing in? Rav is, what's Rav saying? It's a chalukah Be'achrayus. That's not Shalei Bachrayus. Here Rav is saying Yesh Breira. So there is no new chalukah. There's no new chalukah. It's Pashit that that each one gets half. That's Pshat in the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And Rav Asi is Misap Kalei. Yikiyarshin Dami Kal Kuchas Dami Hilchach Nais Leviva Karka Leviva Mais. So everyone asked, as soon as you were learning and making a laning on the Gemara, if Rav is Misap Kalei, so why don't we say Amaitzi Mechaveir Alav Haraya? Taisi says in the bottom, Taisi is Lo Shayach Amaitzi. Why is it not Shayach Amaitzi Mechaveir Alav Haraya? So there are three Ikr Pshatim in this Gemara. Why isn't it Shayach? When you have a Suffolk, Ikalakuchas Dami, or Ikiyarshin Dami, why does the Ravashi just say that Hamaitim Echavel Haraya? And if the Bachayf took from one person, it's tough on him. So first Pshat is the Maram. Maram has a one-liner. The Maram says, "L'shayach ha'maitzim achel v'raya, de'ein ha'safik machmat tanei seyeh." Maram says, "When do we say ha'maitzim achel v'raya? When the safik is because of your taina. I taina something, you taina something. So I'm saying, I believe my taina is right. Ha'maitzim achel v'raya." The only time you say ha'maitzim achel v'raya is that the Maram is when it's machmat tanei seyeh. Here, nothing to do with the taina. Everyone agrees, the father died. He left the Yerusha of $1 million. He left $100,000 in Chayvis. There's no suffix what the father did. There's no question. The suffix is, Ah Yarshin Kalakuchas Dami, Ah Kiyarshin Dami. Yarkuch Shachalka. So that suffix is not a suffix in that taina. As a state Maram. Now there's a problem with the Maram. Because it's not entirely true what the Maram says. Right, you all heard of the case of Hamachlef Para B'Chamar, V'Nimtza Ubra B'Tzida. I'm standing here, and I trade you my Para for your Chamar. And in my barn, there's nobody there. In the meantime, the Para gave birth. Now, we're Mesufik if it gave birth beforehand, it gave birth afterwards. So there, Sumcha says Yachloiku. And we pass can I say mechaver el avaraya? Chachamim say I might say mechaver el avaraya. There, the suffix doesn't come machmas tana sayim. Not my time, no your time. I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. Para gave birth. The question is, were you kind of pregnant para or you kind of non-pregnant para? I'm tithing. You gave birth first. You go like all you got is a non-pregnant para. And your tithing, you gave birth later. And both the par and the blood belong to you. So the din is Hamaitzim Echadel of Araya, we give it to the first person. Why? It's not Machmas Tanaseyim. We see Hamaitzim Echadel of Araya has nothing to do with Machmas Tanaseyim. Then our Gemara also have a taina. One says kulukuchim tavi, one says kiyashim tavi. I say kulukuchim tavi, and I say that I get my money back, and you say kiyashim tavi.
Taina in the halacha. It's not a taina that I'm saying this is the way it should be, and another one saying that's the way it should be.
There's a difference between the tainas. The difference. A taina usually is something that creates a suffix. Here, the taina doesn't create any suffix at all. They're both saying exactly the same thing. People say they don't know what
happened.
I'm saying maybe you gave birth first. That's a taina. I don't know. So you're saying it's because that the Mara means you have to speak the deen. Could be. So Yeshua has such a pshat. He doesn't want to enter the Maram though. So Yeshua wants to say that the pshat is here to speak the deen. The speak the deen is different than a. Then the suffix of Machlo Parah B'Chamar, which is suffix of Metzius. But the Maram himself appears to Zetzayin this Gemara like Sumchus. That's what it seems. That the Maram is learning this bird, this Ravasi is going like Sumchus. And it's not like Sumchus, then it makes sense that Sumchus is Shita. That you say Achlaiku whenever it's not Machmas Tana Seyim. So it seems also that the Maram holds that the Gemara is going by Sumchus. As I said, Pnei Yeshua has a possible pshat that this Gemara is talking about Sveka Dedina. Sveka Dedina, we don't say Hamaytzi B'chayel Avaraya. Also, not true La Halacha. Both these two Terusim are not true La Dina. Reb Shimon has an interesting suggestion. Reb Shimon says, woman, why did they divide? A man dies. If he leaves over metaltalim or kesef, the brothers divide, and then a balchayif comes. So you could say, I'm a muzik, I'm a tzvichalel of a rai. That's not the Gemara's case. Gemara's case is karka. The father died, he left over fields. One person got these fields, one person got those fields. The Kuchas took away a field. We're misupik on the fields. If it's Mevatel, the original Chalukah, or if it's Vitter, like Rabbi like Shmuel, we're misupik, Ras misupik. In Karka, there's no Muzik. Karka, how can a person be a Muzik in Karka? The only time you ever find a muzik in karka is when someone's a marikama. Someone originally owned it for sure himself. You're positive that he at some time owned it for sure himself. But in Agamara, there's no marikama. The suffix is batla chaluka, or lai batla chaluka. It's a suffix, you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven got some karka, Shimon got some karka. So Reuven's karka, Balchayv came and took. So Reuven's time is batla chaluka. The karka Shimon has, the chaluka should be batla. Shimon time is no fit. There's no more karka here, because here it's a piece of karka. Nobody can be a muzik, be a dayim in karka. The karka standing where it always stood. The whole issue in our sugya is an issue not of muzik, not of being a physical muzik. The question is kulukuchas davi or kiyarshim davi. That's not the. That's not what's going on. What's going on here? There's no muzik. It's not an issue of a muzik at all. So this Reb Shimon's mahalach, which seems to be a correct mahalach. It's really the only mahalach that's designed that answers the Gemara of the Kuliyama. All the other terutzim go like simchis, go like one shita, another shita. Shimon's pshat is so good that it's a little bit tmiya why the Maram and the Pnei Yeshua didn't think of it. Well, it's a bit of a tmiya because the Gemara is clearly talking about karka. Only karka is Meshubito Balchayv, Dina the Gemara. So Reb Shimon is right. Well, what's the. I don't know what the whole Maram and. See, if Tosis meant the Maram, which is that it's only going like Tzumchis, Tosis should have said so. If Tosfos meant to play Yeshua that by Sveka Dedina you don't see how much the Chavera of a Raya, which is also Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos should have said so. If Tosfos meant what Rav Shimon is saying, then it's very good. Tosfos just says, like Shaya Chamei Chavera of a Raya, because there's no Meitzi. By Karka, there's no Meitzi. Rav Shimon's chat, it's fine, I don't know. Rav Shimon should have such a simple chat, which seems to be. Okay. But anyway, that's the Machlokes Yekshan Ravasi. Alright, so we get here to the last sugya in the Gemara. Okay, Amar Abzer, Amar Afuna. The mitzvah ad shlish. In mitzvah, you only have to spend up to a third of your money. Ad shlish. What's this business with a third of your money? Eli mishlish b'maisav. Shlish b'esai, shlish of what he has. That he has to spend on every mitzvah. Shlish, ela me'ata. If three mitzvahs come up, he has to spend all his money. So this Gemara is the Gemara in Shas that says you don't have to spend all your money on a mitzvah. I would think maybe yeah, maybe if a person has to buy a lulav. And a lulav costs $100, and he only owns $100, so maybe you have to spend $100 on a lulav. Gemara here says that you don't have to spend all your money on a mitzvah. A mitzvah derais. Tap Tosfos, mashma deitzarch levazeis kol b'maynei l'knei sesrik. Afilu lo yimtze b'pachis, v'av a mitzvah iberes, even if you won't keep the mitzvah. V'afil shlish beisvay mashma d'loy mechay. V'amina nami amivazviz al yivazviz yaisim mechaymish. You know what the Gemara is talking about? I'm a Vazvez. It's talking about tzedakah. It's talking about if you want to give a lot of tzedakah, don't give more than a chaymish. Because Shami Yisani, Vinimtsa Mutlala Briyas, the Gemara says. So if you want to give a lot of tzedakah, don't give more than a chaymish. A rich person that says a lot of give more than a chaymish, but I mean someone who lives from what he earns shouldn't give away more than 20%. The Bir Halacha in Simitah Freshman Vav brings the Halacha that a person doesn't have to spend more than a chaymish on a mitzvah, it's echesu above a kamadav tes. That this is the makar that you don't have to spend on a mitzvah all your money, even a mitzvah derais. And a loisa say, a person is l'chayiv to lose all his money, chalila, if he has to, in order not to be ever alive. But on a mitzvah say, a person is not l'chayiv to spend yosim a chaymish. The Raivit says he's not mechuyif to become an ani. The lashon of the shita b'shem the Raivit, that I think the Be'er Halacha brings as well. A person doesn't have to be misani in order to be mekayim and misasasei. Frech the Be'er Halacha, this is soiser Gemara in Kedusha. Gemara in Kedusha and Daf Chav Tes says that if a person is a bechar. And his son is a Bechar. And all he has is 5 slon for Pidyon Aben. He was never Nifta. He was never paid to his son. So the Gemara has an Ibaya. Who lift dice? If the night lift dice, who comes first? All he has is five shkalim, the 5 coins, and he has a choice to be paid to himself, to be paid to his son. Who has Kedim? So the Gemara says, who Kedim Livnai? So, Frekta Be'er Halacha, Pidyon HaBen is the mitzvah sasei. It's a mitzvah sasei. Mitzvah sasei, you don't have to give away all your money. So, what's Shana the Gemara? Who lived dice? The B'nai lived dice.
It has 5 sons, so it will become
your father. So, I don't know why he doesn't say that Teretz. That sounds like a good Teretz. Now, his 5 slaim is a Chaymish and a Chasav. He has 25 slaim. So he only has 5 slaim for the mitzvah. Because once he gives the 5 slaim, he has 20, and then their fifth is not... why don't they say the teretz? Sounds like there's a question of teretz. That chayvish nechasav is what the Gemara is talking about. I don't know why. The halacha didn't say this teretz. The Gemara, the Lashna Gemara there?
I don't think so.
I think the Lashna Gemara could be answered that way. But anyway, this is the Bi'ar Lachas Kasha. What? Maybe, but Taisa says it's for mitzvahs. So it's a stira that says that Gemara is Shran Taisa. Masha Taisa, that's Mashram that Gemara. Only Tzedakah is Chayvish. But a mitzvah is called Machase. Yeah, Machinami. So that's Mashram, not like our Taisa. It's Mashram, only Tzedakah is Chayvish, and everything else is not. So there's a Teretz. That's in the Chazaynish. And also of Shleima, the Chedusha of Shleima on Kedushin. They say a teretz, which is really a site in Hilchas Pidyon HaBen. When I have good Torah on Pidyon HaBen, there's one yisayid which answers a dozen kashas. The yisayid is that the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is that the Torah created a chayv to the kayin. It's a chayv mamon. And the mitzvah is to pay that chayv mamon. Not like tzedakah. Tzedakah, there's no chayv. You don't have a chayv to give tzedakah. It's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. If you don't give the tzedakah, you're not a bal chayv. You're missing a mitzvah. But Pidyon HaBen, the Torah created a chayv. You owe the kayanim chamesh slaim. Now you have a mitzvah to pay up your chayv. What's the halacha? If someone has to pay up a chayv, does he have to give more than a chamesh melechasa? Avada. Priyas Bal Chayiv, you have to give even if it's your last penny. If you owe someone money, so you have to give him whatever you have. The Sadrin, we leave you food. But you have to give all your money away for Priyas Bal Chayiv. The Zetram Shleima, for a Kiyam Mitzvah, then in Achinami, a Kiyam Mitzvah, you only have to give a Chayim Shmelechasav. But Pirayin Achayiv is a different story. Like the Akama of Akama Rayas, that Pidyon HaBen is a Piray Nachayiv. One of the strongest Rayas is a Gemara in Bechayris. Gemara says that if a man has twins, a son and a daughter, and they don't know which one was born first, the son or the daughter. So do you have to do Pidyon HaBen? So the halach is Hamaitzi Mechaverei Olav Arayah. The kayin has to prove the son was first if he wants to get the money. The father is not obligated to give the money. Hamaitzi Mechaverei Olav Arayah. So everyone jumps on this Gemara. What are you talking about? It's a Safik Deraisa. What Hamaitzi Mechaverei Olav Arayah? It's a Mamonistic Shaila. It's a Mitzvah Shaila. It's a suffix deraisa if I have a mitzvah to do this particular mitzvah. So every suffix deraisa, you have to be Mekayim. If you have a suffix deraisa if it's a sukkah, you have to be Mekayim. And if you have a suffix deraisa and chametz, you have to be Mekayim. So, what does it mean by Pidyon HaBen? A mitzvah mechaveh of a raya. There's a raya to the aside that dinei Pidyon HaBen are dinei mamon. It's a mitzvah to pay up the chayv, but it's totally in dinei mamonis. The mitzvah of a raya means that there is no chayv. If there's no chayv, then you don't have to pay. That's the aside of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. That's totally in dinei mamon, and wherever dinei mamon apply, that's where this applies. So that's the aside of Rav Shleima, the aside of the Chazay Nish. And it answers the Bi'ar Halachas Kasha that a mitzvah you have to pay out chayvish and not more. And for Pidyon HaBen, you have to only give. For Pidyon HaBen, you have to give everything. If there's a chayv, you have to pay your last penny to pay up a chayv. And Mimela, by Pidyon HaBen, it's a different story. With this, I think, is answered one more thing. The klal that comes from our Gemara, from our Taisis, is that on a mitzvah saseh, you only have to pay ad chayesh. As I said earlier, for a lav, not to be over a lav, a person has to be mighty kama mayne. Now, you have to know, Chavis Yoyer says that mitzvah saseh, it doesn't mean that it's counted in the mitzvah saseh. It's an aveira that you're over b'sheva al tasa. Let's say you won't have a lulav. So you're doing an aveira b'sheva al tasa. For that, to avoid that, you don't have to spend more than a chaymish. Let's say there's an aveira of avini chazer. That aveira is b'kum v'aseh. So there, a person has to spend kol mamaynai not to come to a matzav. We'll have to do an aveira b'kum v'aseh. That's the hezra of the chil. Any aveira b'kum b'sheva al tasa, you don't have to spend more than a chaymish v'lechasav. The shach in your day declares to save someone else's life. Are you mechuyev to lose an aver? If a person could save someone else's life, but he'll have to lose a limb in order to save the other person's life. Is he mechuyev to lose an aver to save someone's life? They actually find such a tshuva in the Radvaz. The Radvaz lived in the 1500s. There was a Jew that was sentenced to death by the king, and the Yidden came to beg for clemency. And the king said, "Yeah, you're so interested in clemency for him. If you let me cut off your ear, I'll let him go free." And the Jew of the Radvaz, if your person is mechuyev to give up an aver to save someone else's life, assuming you won't come in days akon, then you mechuyev to give up an aver to save someone else's life. So I would think, chas v'shalom, it should ever come to it, but I would think, to lose an aver to save someone's life, so I would think that it should be pashut. So it's an interesting shach. The shach is in Yerodei and Kufnun Dalet and Kufnun Hei, I think. He says, "Misupakni, if a person has to give up an aver to save someone else's life," and he just says, "V'nira deina mechuyev." He doesn't explain. He says that you're not mechuyev to give up an aver to save someone's life. What's a hesber? What's a hesber in the shas? It's a pillow. Why do they gedarin? So I was thinking of a hezber which I saw later in the Igros Moshe, and Moshe says it. Why do you have to save someone's life? Why do you have to save someone's life? Why do you save somebody's life? You're a nice guy. Why does a yid save another yid's life? Anybody know? Huh? What? Because the mitzvah in the Torah, like Samen al Dam Reyecha. That's the only reason. Someone is in the middle of eating an ice cream and someone else is drowning. So why save him? You're enjoying the ice cream. Why do you have to give up your ice cream to save him? It's not a svara. You have to give up your ice cream to save him. The answer is only one reason you have to save him. Because the Torah says you have to save him. That's the only reason you save someone's life, because the Torah is mechayev you to. No? Now, if the only reason you're saving someone's life is the Torah's mechayev you to, so you're not mechuyev to spend more than a chaymish from the chasav to save someone else's life. Because it's a mitzvah of kumba say. It's a mitzvah that you're mechayev by getting up and doing it. We have our klal from Tosfos that for a mitzvah say, you're not mechuyev to spend more than chaymish from the chasav. So mimeila, you don't have to spend more than chaymish from the chasav to save someone's life. No, if someone loses an aver, that's more than chaymish for the chasam. The person would spend more than chaymish of the chasam to save his aver. So since a person for a mitzvah b'kum ba'aseh is not mechuyev to spend more than chaymish for the chasam, it's very geshmak that to save someone's life, which is a mitzvah b'kum ba'aseh, a person is not mechuyev to give up something which is more than a chaymish for the chasam. It's a very light pshat. The Radvaz in the Tshuva also says he's not mechuyev. The Radvaz writes that he'll come lidei sakana. If 1500s, they cut off someone's ear to be a sakana fist. But what? Cutting off everybody's ear. It's a start of style. It's more likely for money he would do it for years. That's what he writes. He writes, you're not mechuyev. He says, if it'll come today, sakana, you're a chasid shaita, he says. But even if it won't come today, sakana, it's not chiyev. It's always a rishos. But it's not chiyev. So it's a gishmak of shat in the shach. Okay, Al-Kopalim, this is the aside of Taisvis, that on a mitzvah saseh, a person has to spend chaymish v'nechasav, and not more than chaymish v'nechasav. And, okay, it's an unusual place for such a aside to be, and the Taisvis tucked into a havamin and bava kama. What? What about it? It says, for presuming nisa, a person has to sell even more. The only place the person has to be mazal apsachim is for arba kaisis and for neros chanukah. A person has to be the lashna ramam is it's like mishum presuming nisa. Presuming nisa is a bigger madrega. I don't know. I still say has a madrega before the atzma. We're going to see rather from the next gemara that neros chanukah are different. It's interesting that we're holding here today. If you look at Rabbi Chananel, he mentions Chanukah here. It's not the only place in Bava Kama Chanukah is mentioned, but one of the few. Rabbi Chananel says, "Hamahadir mitzvah meshubach kedetanina ben Chanukah, mahadir neil chalecha ve'echad, mahadir min mahadir nechula." See Rabbi Chananel? He's very shver Rabbi Chananel, actually. Looks very simple, right? No. You see Rabbi Chananel there, Hamahudr, the Mahadir, Hamitzvah Meshubach, Kedem Min HaChanukah, it's a Shabbos Chof Aleph. Much fair on that, Rabbi Chananel. Anybody? What? What do you mean it doesn't have to do? You have to use twice as much oil. Huh?
Special mitzvah by Chanukah.
Could you prove it's a special mitzvah?
It's Gemara.
Gemara, but there's a Gemara by other mitzvahs that is there. There's a Gemara by the Lord of All Stone. There's a Gemara by Bris Milah also. You're right, but there has to be a proof. What's the proof that Ner Chanukah is different than Hidur mitzvah? It's staring in the face. What's the proof that Ner Chanukah is not a regular case of Hidur mitzvah? What? Meshubach. A mahadir b'mitzvah meshubach. You say mechuyev. What's mahadir and mahadir? Well, there's more mahadir and there's mahadir and mahadir.
No one is like that.
There's no other. It's true. There's no other mitzvah like that. But that doesn't prove it's not a din and hit a mitzvah. You're right. The Beis Halevi writes on the Gemara. The Gemara says Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. They still ask, why does he use Lashon Mahadrin? It's regular Hidda Mitzvah. Okay, so Hidda Mitzvah. It's a Drabbana. This Hidda Mitzvah and a Drabbana too. I mean a very simple thing. The Brisker Rav writes. He answered Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says, Beis Halevi says Mahadrin and Mahadrin. What's a Lashon Mahadrin and Mahadrin? It's regular Hidda Mitzvah. So Brisker Rav in the Gezal al-Rambam, he says it's not. How much do you have to spend on Hidda Mitzvah? On Shlish. And Ner Chanukah, what's the Ikar Mitzvah? There's one there. What's the Hidda Mitzvah? Many Neiris. Right? What is it? 44 Neiris? 36 Neiris. 36 Neiris. The Ikka Mitzvah is 8 Neiris. The Hidda Mitzvah is to add 28 more Neiris. So that's much more than a Shlish. That's much more than a Shlish at a Mitzvah. So it doesn't stim b'chla'ah with the rules of Hidda Mitzvah. Hidda Mitzvah is out Shlish. So instead of 8 Neiris, you should add 2 and 2 thirds more Neiris. But what's 28 more Neiris? So to Brisker Rav, we see that we see from here that hiddur mitzvah, that's not a din in hiddur mitzvah. It's a separate halacha of Mahajrim and Mahajrim. That the Chazal set up a Hanukkah, a special, unique rule of Mahajrim and Mahajrim and Mahajrim. But that's not hidden. It's not even a hidden mitzvah b'chlal, as I state in the Brisker Rav. This Rabbi Chananel seems to be disagreeing with that. The Chananel is missing in here hidden mitzvah. He's missing in there Hanukkah. Rabbi Chananel seems to hold that this does have something to do with hidden mitzvah, with the klal of hidden mitzvah. Otherwise, why is he bringing it here in Bava Kamma? What he adds to the Pliya is, if you look in the Griz, when he says as you said that Chanukah is not a din of hidden mitzvah, it's a separate takana, it brings a raya from the Rabbeinu Chananel in Shabbos. It brings a raya from Rabbeinu Chananel in Masechta Shabbos. That it's not a din of hidden mitzvah, it's a separate din. Now, it's a Pliya, because over here, the Ben Chananel brings into hidden mitzvah the rule of Mahajan and Mahajan. What, yeah? What you spend? It's what you spend. He's going on the end of the Gemara where it says, Makam Ve'elch, Makam Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, it's connected to the Gemara that says, if you give more than a third, it's Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that he's saying, maybe that's what he means. Maybe that's what Ben Chananel means. The Gemara says, "Makam ve'elof Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu." They're spending more than a third is Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbeinu Chananel said that someone who has more money should spend it. So Ben Chananel means, compare that to Ner Chanukah. So what's he saying? He's saying then Ner Chanukah is Yaisa Mishlish, and it's the tithes. The Gemara is Yaisa Mishlish, Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu. What about spending more on a menorah? More than the cost of the candles? So the candles cost, the oil costs how much? $5. So the menorah shlish is how much? I don't know. Once on a Chanukah Masiv by Yisro Pam. If hidden mitzvah is a shlish, so the menorah shouldn't get a silver. Why are you getting a silver menorah? He's getting like silver, but as far as the mitzvah is concerned. So he said, no, but the silver menorah lasts many years, so you have to calculate all the years it lasts. But if you calculate all the years it lasts, it still doesn't come to... No? What? It could last 100 years. 100 years is $500. A shlish of $500. If you have silver soul shakers, yeah, all right, you want to get it because you enjoy silver is one thing, but don't call it a hidden mitzvah. I don't know. Esther Palm then about the silver esrog holders. That bechal, I don't understand. I mean, if you like silver, you like silver. I never heard of a hidden mitzvah, a place where when you're not doing the mitzvah, you put the mitzvah, that's a hidden mitzvah. Usually hidden mitzvah is when you're doing it. Shon Kavit, yes, you really could eat it for supper also. So that's hidden mitzvah. It's a Kavit.
It's a Kavit.
You put it away in a place that's.
And having my own pleasure
is
the same thing.
No, it's Kedusha. Davashab Kedusha is different. So if Torah, Mezuzah, and Tefillin are bad, some of Davashab Kedusha, so then I understand. But a chef's chefet shal mitzvah is not a davar shebekedusha. It's chefzei mitzvah. The Gemara says chefzei mitzvah in Nizrakin, tashmisha mitzvah in Nizrakin, tashmisha kedusha nignaz. So I don't know. It's true. It's a nice thing to have to put it in a nice place. But it's not hidden mitzvah. Hidden mitzvah is a hidder in the kiyum mitzvah. Okay, let's start the sugya of hidden mitzvah. Stomach has a lot to do with Chanukah anyway. Elam Rav Zeira. Hidden mitzvah at shlish b'mitzvah. So when you go out to do a mitzvah, you spend ad shlish b'mitzvah. So it's very hard to understand when you go in to buy an esrig exactly how this works. Now, Tosfos is easy. Tosfos says, ad shlish b'mitzvah, pirish. Now, the language of Tosfos is very difficult. Let's see what it says. Tosfos says, ad shlish b'mitzvah, pirish. In matzah esrig ke'egoiz. You found an esrig the size of an egoiz, which is the smallest shear. K'mesh shear chacham. And the other one's a third bigger. You can you buy the one that's the third bigger. It sounds some places that they used to sell esrog by the pound. So it's a third bigger, you buy it. A pellet. Sold this regular by the pound. The stump shot in Tosfos is that whatever is the minimum you have to spend for the key of mitzvah, Ke'egoiz is an example of it. Whatever is the minimum that a person has to spend to get a kosher esrog, you add a shlish to that, and that's how you mekayim the mitzvah. So you go to an esrog seicher, and he has kosher esrog for $30. So you meisif to that a shlish. Question: shlish mogash, shlish mulvar, see anything? What? Is what?
Is very like
just like an egg. How's that mash? Because he says that Rashi argues. Well, let's see what Rashi says. See, Rashi says. See, the way I understand Tosfos is saying, whatever is the least you could get away with in spending the mitzvah, you have to get a third. Now, the Gross says Rashi argues. So Rashi doesn't say the least. Rashi says, hidden mitzvah, shlish v'mitzvah, in mitzvah, base sifrei Torah liknas. There are two sifrei Torah that says that you wouldn't be happy buying. It's not the minimum you can get away with. It's what you would be sufficient to buy. You're going to buy an esrog, and this esrog you'd be happy with. So if you find two sifrei Torah liknas, ve'echal hodur mechaveira, yosef shlush adam, maybe kachas hodur. You're deciding between two. So you take the one that's more mohodur, the tanya ze keli vanveyu, hisneu lefon of mitzvahs, asei lecha sefer Torah na, lulav na, talis na, tzitzis na. So Rashi's learning different than Tosfos. Rashi's learning that whatever you would be mukhin to buy, whatever you're prepared to buy, you should spend a shlish more to be able to buy it. But you should spend a third more ready to buy it. That's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Rush learns a third Mahalach, where the Beis Yosef understands the Rush is arguing with Rashi. The Rush learns, the Rush by us is not klar, the Rush is in Sukkah. The Rush learns that even after you bought something already, you already bought a lulav, you already bought an esrig, you should sell the esrig to get one that's a third more in value. Rashi says, in baliknais, if you're coming to buy it, and you have a choice to buy two, buy the one which is more. The Rush learns, even if you bought it, and now you see a nicer one, you have to sell in order to buy. The Beis Yosef says that Rashi disagrees. He makes a machlokes Rashi and the Rush, that that the Rush holds only even if you bought it, Rashi holds if you didn't buy it yet. Some Sefer says that it's not a raya that Rashi argues. Because Rashi's example is a Sefer Torah. So a Sefer Torah is different. If you already bought a Sefer Torah, you don't sell it to buy another one. That's a design for a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is davar shebekdusha. We don't sell Sefer Torah. You need to sell Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah as a Shaila in the Gemara Masechtas Megillah if you're allowed to. So, why did Rashi pick an example? Might a base Sefer Torah like nice? Because by Sefer Torah, if you already bought it, it'll be a different story. But it could be Rashi's Maida to the Rush that if you bought it and you could sell it, you have to sell it and buy another one. If you can't sell it, nowadays you buy an esrog, a regular ordinary non-esrog seicher has a hard time selling an esrog. So for you and me, if we bought an Esrig, we don't have the option, maybe of returning it, we don't have the option of selling it. Al-Kopanim, that's a machlokes Rashi and Taisa. Another diak in Rashi, Rashi says talas na'a. The Lashon HaBrai says tzitzis na'a. Rashi says talas na'a. It's not clear that the talis is a hiddur mitzvah. Now, the arba kafis are regular beggars. Tzitzis are the mitzvah. If you have a nice house, that's hiddur mitzvah in the mitzvah of mezuzah. Someone will put marble in his house and say that's hiddur mitzvah because the mezuzah is on the house. I mean, the kai mitzvah mezuzah on the house. What? Answers. That would answer the Esrig box. Not even that wouldn't answer the Esrig box. That's after the mitzvah. Mezuzah is not a the hiddur mitzvah is the mezuzah. Maybe in the mezuzah case, it decorates the mezuzah. Not in the house.
There's a little difference because
the
house
you bought, I
understand it's not
the
mitzvah, but
my say he
bought it for
the mitzvah,
maybe that's a little different from the house.
So maybe Rashi means a talis, maybe that's for davening. You mean like, oh, we use the talis God. So Rashi doesn't mean stam, a person has a four-cornered beggar that he's wearing. And he's putting on tzitzis. So then, there's taka no talis no. Right? If you're just wearing a beggar. It could be Rashi means if you have a talis that you're using for davening. So then, there's a mitzvah to be mahadur in the talis until a shlish in the talis. The atara costs more than a shlish in the talis. Because it's not more than a third, it's Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu. But according to what I was saying now, the Atara is not a hiddur in mitzvah tzitzis, it's a hiddur in mitzvah tefillah. No? The talis itself is like the house for a mezuzah, it's just something you wear when you daven. No? The hiddur in the talis, a hiddur in mitzvah tzitzis, or a hiddur in mitzvah. Tefillah. Huh? What?
Someone buy a nice
sitter. So buy a nice sitter also. Well, one thing to do with the other. Maybe it's just tefillah. And if the talis is designated for davening, maybe that's the hitter. What?
Talis cotton.
Talis cotton. Taka when that night. I don't think people have an atara on the talis cotton. Maybe they do. Huh? No, so it's very good because the talis no taka doesn't make sense on the talis, only in the strings. The talis that's for davening, so maybe there it makes sense to have a hiddur in the talis. But the Rashi is adding to the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't say talis. So there's a yisayid of the Beis Halevi. Lulav, what do you mean? Lulav is the mitzvah. Tzitzis is not a shmishim kedusha. Ikradin, you'll have to throw away talis in the garbage. Also, COVID, people put it in shemis. So if teretz tefillin is not a shmishim kedusha,
and that's limited to that.
You only those things that are gufa kedusha. The machlokes Rashi and Taisa, the ritzuos of tefillin are also shmishim kedusha, shmishim mitzvah. There's a Beis Halevi on the sugya of hiddur mitzvah. Of course, there's a Beis Halevi. There's a lot of briskatayra on it. Beis Halevi is gebayt on a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. No, not Kuf Chaf Aleph. Kuf Lamed Aleph. It's in the Rav Elazar the Mila. The Gemara in Shabbos says that if you're doing a bris, so b'shas, you're cutting off the arla, you have to cut off the entire arla. Even tzitzin she'ena ma'akfin. The expression tzitzin means strands of skin. She'ena ma'akfin, that are not ma'akiv in the bris. If you do a bris, you leave a certain amount over, it's not ma'akiv. That's called tzitzin she'ena ma'akfin. If a person does a bris, during the bris, he's chayzer afilu ala tzitzin she'ena ma'akfin. While he's doing the bris, he's supposed to cut off everything. If he finished the bris, he looks at it later. Later, he's ein lechayzer Ella al tzitzin hama'akvin. If a person did the bris and he checks the baby, so then you only cut off the leftover skin if it's a chelik hama'akiv, not if it's a chelik shein hama'akiv. So there's a machlaikis vishaynim what's pshat in the Gemara. The Torah says the Gemara is talking on Shabbos. A person doing a bris on Shabbos. So if you're doing a bris on Shabbos, so you only bishas the mila itself, you cut off everything. But you can't be chayzer if you already finished the mila. You can't go back for tzitzit shenim akhir. You can't go back and cut a do malach on Shabbos for something that's not the mitzvah mila. So that's our statement to him. During the week, the Torah holds. Of course, you cut off everything. That's the hidda mitzvah of bris mila, is to cut off the entire arla. During the week, if you missed some tzitzit shein hama'akiv, and you go back and you cut off those strands of skin also. The Rambam, however, the Rambam says, no, the Gemara is talking b'chayil. Even on a weekday, when you're doing a bris mila, b'shas ma'asi, you cut off everything. If you missed something, you don't go back for it, even on a Yom HaChol. So the kasha is, why not? The hidden mitzvah is to cut off the entire arla. The haraya, b'shas mili, is supposed to cut off the whole arla. So why, in a weekday, shouldn't you be chayzer to do a hidden in the mitzvah? To do the entire arla? This is the kasha on the Rambam. Why the Rambam explains the Gemara is talking b'yamei HaChol? So the Beis Halevi answers with the aside, which, as I say, is the aside that all the brisket Torah is centered around. Beis Halevi says the following aside. He says it's only shayach to do a hiddur mitzvah b'shas kiyum mitzvah. When you're doing a mitzvah, you could do it in an eifin hamahudur or an eifin she'en hamahudur. But hiddur is only something that's shayach when you're doing the mitzvah. When you finish the mitzvah already, someone already finished, he completed the mitzvah. Now, to go do a hiddur, that doesn't make sense. Somebody already shook lulav and esrog. Now he's going to go do a hiddur? He already finished the mitzvah. In Shemayim, the mitzvah is done. It's finished. Doesn't make sense. The hiddur mitzvah is only b'shas kiyum mitzvah. That's the base of Lady Yisrael. In Kavanah Sarama. The hiddur mitzvah is only b'shas kiyum mitzvah. Doesn't make any sense after a person finished the mitzvah to go and do only a hiddur. So cutting off tzitzit shein hama'akvim b'shas the bris, it's a hiddur mitzvah. Once the bris is finished, what's shayach hiddur mitzvah? Not shayach afterwards to do a hiddur mitzvah. This is what the Velt says over from the Brisker Rav on Sukkis. If you have two esrogim, one is vadai kosher, but it's not mahudr. And the other one is beautiful, but it's a suffik morkiv. You're not sure if it's kosher. So you're going to shake both, the suffik. The suffik, you're going to take both. So which one do you take first? First you take the vadai kosher, which is not mahudr. Or first you take the mahudr, which is suffik kosher. When you make the bracha, make the bracha, and you're going to take what? Well, you're going to make the bracha, take both. You make the bracha, you're about to take both. You're not going to be mafsik. The question is, which one should you take first? So everyone's gut reaction is first take the one you know for sure is good. That's sort of the gut answer. Well, you take the one you know is good first, and then you try to use the mahudr. So the very Brisker said it's not that way. It's just the opposite. You can only do a hidden mitzvah when you're doing the mitzvah. Once you take the vadei kosher, you are mekayim the mitzvah. It's over. Once you mekayim the mitzvah, to go shake a beautiful esrog is nothing. You have to first take the safik kosher, and the tzaddik kosher you mekayim the mitzvah behidura. But afterwards, after you did the mitzvah, if you took the shein hamahudah first, so then you're ready to do the mitzvah. You take the mohudah first, and then the safik, maybe you didn't do a mitzvah, and you take the one that's vadei kosher. So the order is very much a dover ha. The hidden mitzvah can only be b'shas the ma'isa ha-mitzvah. Beis HaLevi holds the svara so stark that the Torah can't argue. So let's chat in the Torah. The Torah says you go back for tzitzit sheinam ha'akvin. So basically, Levi says, what's the pshat? He said, it's chat in the Rambam. See, others who learned that that's kufa machlek is the Rambam in the Torah. Brisker Rav himself learns not like his Zayder, not like the Beis HaLevi. He says that's good for the Machlaikas. But the Beis HaLevi says, no, you can't do Hidden Mitzvah after the Mitzvah. So that's Pshat in the Torah. So Zayi says the Torah holds that Brismila is a Mitzvah that you're Mekayim B'chol Rega. Calls a man, a person has a Bris on him, it's a constant key of Mitzvah. You know, there's an Issa D'Raisa to be Moshech HaLasai, to cause the Arla to regrow. It's like the Beis HaLevi that the Torah holds that Bris Milah is a constant mitzvah. Since it's a constant mitzvah, so it makes sense to do the Hiddur even later, because it's a constant mitzvah. The Rambam holds it's only a Maisa HaMitzvah. It's only a Maisa HaMitzvah, then it doesn't make sense to go back to it later. So I'll complain, this is the Brisker Rav's, this is the Beis HaLevi's site. Not a, what? But not.
Why not?
On Shabbos, because you can't do a malacha for the constant mitzvah, for the hiddur in the constant mitzvah. It's still a hiddur. Even if it's constant mitzvah, it's only a hiddur in the constant mitzvah. So yeah, the Torah holds you can do it. That you do it after Shabbos. So fail, just not on Shabbos. So that's the machlokes. Now tomorrow, this is the Gris on Hanukkah, is Bukabait on this day's Halevi, which means Hashem will do tomorrow. I assume that all of you have finished the Gemara. What I'd like to ask you to do, despite the fact that it's difficult, but Hanukkah is the time we do things that are difficult, mysterious nefesh, to try, I'd like that we should all get klar, at the very least, push the sugyas. Like I said, there are five small sugyas since the start of Avam Adbeis. From Tanur Rabbanan, Meitav Sadeyu, it's sort of five, in a way it's bite-sized sugyas, in a Seder, you could certainly do one sugi at a time. To go through, starting from Vav Amid Beis, to Chaz over the next few days, the sugi is tomorrow. I'll give shir yet on Hiddur Mitzvah. Hiddur Mitzvah type of sugi, I'll give shir for 2 weeks. But it doesn't require a lot of preparation. The Griz on Chanukah, you can take a look at. It's beautiful. And once there's a Griz, there's already Tehran the Griz. But the Iker I'd like, you should try to Chaz these sugyas of Idias, Benis, and Ziguris. At the very least, start the day, every day, getting the Gemara Rashi Taisis Klar. At this time, so you go into more of the Mepharshim. But at the very least, to get the Gemara Rashi Taisis Klar in these sugyas, like I mentioned last time, these sugyas are not sugyas that you're going to harav on when your time is limited. They're not the type of sugyas that are maishah by themselves. So you have to get yourself into them. And hopefully we will be able to do a chazar. It will be three plant. It will be a teyelis, a little bit of a extra mysterious nefesh over Hanukkah. Okay, for now you're all invited to my house in Yitzhashem for a Sudas Hanukkah.